The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining me this morning. It's a great morning, and you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Now, it's, you know, we're winding up July 4th weekend. I imagine a lot of folks are still gathering, having a good time. Lots of fun and food. And lots of flags flying, and I just hope everyone's having a great, great weekend. I do want to say that today our show is going to be some of our Teeth Across America series, some of the interviews that I've done as I've traveled around the country. We'll have interviews with a flight attendant, interviews with a couple of passengers on a plane, with a bellman at Circus in Las Vegas. Oh, let me think, what else? With a shoeshine girl at the airport, and I think there'll be a few others. So, but we'll get to that in just a moment. All right. So, before we get on with the show, I'd like everyone to know that this show is available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com. You can also search for the podcasts on iTunes by searching under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko. Our number is 821-1230 if you have a question or a comment, or you can send us an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. I'd like to mention the third annual Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic is going to be taking place August 15th at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. 100% of the money raised from the golf outing goes directly to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Just for your info, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio has a website, and it is www.dsaco.net. And you can go there and learn a little bit more. And basically, we do this in support of our patient, Libby Turner, who happens to be a person with Down syndrome. We just love her to death. She's a great person. I think, I guess I've never met a Down syndrome, a person that happens to have Down syndrome that didn't appear to be happy. I just think they're great people. And the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio holds a buddy walk in the fall. Last year it was on September 28th. This year, I believe, although the date I don't think has been announced, I'm going to guess it's going to be September 27th, which is a Sunday. Last year it was at Crew Stadium. And I think we'll probably be there again this year, but I'll get you more information as time goes by. Now, I'd like to thank some of the companies that are donating prizes to help make our golf outing a success. C.O. Bigelow has donated two spa packages, the Ultimate Package and the Night Out Package. Polaris Lifestyles Family Fitness has donated a six-month membership. Polaris Magic Mountain, one family package including pizza and drinks. Columbus Crew tickets, six of them. Funny Bone Comedy Club of Easton has donated two tickets. Splatter Park Paintball has donated 20 free tickets for an all-day paintball event. And Metro Martial Arts has donated a month of free karate lessons and a free uniform. So I'd like to thank all of those companies for helping us out. And we would love for you to come and join us. You can sign up to be a golfer by calling my office at 262-9588, asking for either Kelly Bischoff or Judy Harding. Either of them will be more than happy to help you get registered. And just so that you know, a two-person scramble cost is $90 per team, or an individual, $45. And what we decided to do is do it in two-member teams so that you don't have to find three friends. Just find a friend, or even come alone. and $45 does it. That includes 18 holes of golf, a cart, dinner, and two drink tickets, plus a chance to win all of those prizes that I just mentioned. So it's going to be great fun. It's going to be for great cause. And please come on out and join us. Now, I couldn't make it to the Nationwide race and the Sprint Cup race in Daytona. Of course, the Nationwide race was on Friday and the Sprint Cup race was yesterday. But I am going to the race at Chicagoland Speedway this Friday and Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of you know that I do love NASCAR. I think it's great, great fun. Before we go on to our interviews, our Teeth Across America interviews, I'd like to give the question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Today is, according to a Fox News survey taken last year, what percent of Americans said they owned a flag, and what percent said they had flown one in the previous year? All right, it's a two-part question. According to a Fox News survey taken last year, what percent of Americans said they owned a flag, and what percent said they had flown it in the previous year? Remember, your guesses are welcome to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 at yahoo.com or 821-1230. Okay, so I think that's all of the announcements, and it's time to go ahead and start with our first interview, which is a flight attendant and on a flight that I was on, a Southwest Airlines flight, so let's listen in. All right, so we're doing more of our Teeth Across America series, and this is interesting because I'm really across America. I'm actually above America. We are traveling at, how many thousand feet are we?
Probably about 38,000 feet.
We're at 38,000 feet. I'd call that teeth above America. And I'm speaking with?
Linda.
Linda. And Linda, you work for?
Southwest Airlines.
And you're a flight attendant, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Linda was nice enough to talk to me because I have some questions. And one of the things I want to find out is what happens if a flight attendant has an emergency toothache? What do you guys do when you're flying?
Personally, I don't think you could fly with a major toothache, so they would probably take us off our trip.
Okay. Do they help you find a dentist when you get to a city?
I think they just make us get home.
Go home.
No, they will fly us to our home.
Oh, okay. Well, that's neat. So I said I had a toothache, you'd fly me home?
I don't know about the passengers, but they would try to get you back as fast as they could.
Okay. Now, has anybody ever, that you know of, brushed their teeth in your airplane restroom?
I do all the time.
You do?
All the flight attendants do. Yes, we do.
Good. How about passengers?
That I couldn't tell you. I don't know what they do when they come in there.
Does it ever smell minty fresh?
I've never noticed.
Okay. Now, do you have a dentist?
I do have a dentist.
Okay, in Houston?
Yes.
And do you go often?
Not often enough.
Does that translate into it's probably been a couple of years?
No, not quite.
Okay, like a year, year and a half?
I'd say maybe a year, not quite.
Okay, that's not bad. So you're not really afraid of the dentist?
Not at all. I love it.
Excellent, excellent. I'm not used to hearing that.
I love to have my teeth clean. It's the best feeling in the whole world.
Okay, I don't usually get that response, so that's good. Let's chalk that one up for the dentist, right?
That's right, always.
Usually what I hear is...
that you're afraid, right?
Right.
I'm not. Not at all.
Okay, that's because I don't look scary, right?
No. I would be perfectly comfortable with you.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. Now, does your company have dental insurance for you guys?
Yes, they do, and they have excellent dental insurance.
Good. So you've been able to take advantage of it, and have you ever had a case where you needed some dental work and the insurance didn't cover it?
Well, they only pay so much, but no, there's nothing that I haven't. It pays for my children's braces. It paid for my crowns. It paid... We do have a little bit of payment out of it, but they play very well.
Good. So all in all, it's pretty good. Now, how many kids do you have?
I have two children. They're adults, 25 and 22.
Do they act like adults?
No, not at all.
Okay, we've got some of those, too, although I hope they're not listening right now. Anyway, so the kids, and they had braces, and then you and your husband have had pretty good experiences. And I'm curious, is there anything that would maybe scare you when it comes to a dental care? Is there really nothing that you'd be afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. As long as they put me to sleep, I don't care.
Okay. Do you have sedation when you have dental, like laughing gas or anything like that?
Not for everything. Only if they have to, like, do a root canal or pull a tooth or something. But, no, my dentist doesn't put you to sleep very often. He just soon do it with local.
Okay, and that's how we usually do it. Well, that's good. So I'm really happy to run into somebody who's had a good experience. Sounds like your insurance is working out for you. And I had heard that there's some phone number, just going back to what you guys do, I'd heard there was some phone number when you get into a city that you guys call. So you don't think the airline has an arrangement in different cities for dental care then, for the pilots and the co-pilots and stuff?
No, I really don't. Never heard of it? I don't think so.
Okay. I know that there are limited emergency facilities. Do you know of any, like, after-hours care for dental?
I do not. My dentist, I could call him 24/7 because he's a personal friend. And I have had experience with him when other people have called in an emergency for him. So, yes, he would go in. But other than that, I don't know.
What's his name? Do you mind telling me his name? Sounds like a really good guy. It's the reason I'm asking is because I go in after hours as well. I carry a pager, I have an answering service, and I'm, kind of make myself available for those people that need us.
I only know his nickname, and he goes by Butch, and it's Butch Peters, and he is a personal friend. I think it's D.H. Peters is what it is.
Okay, Dr. B.H. Peters. So that's interesting. We'll have to, we could arrange for him to listen to the podcast and hear all the nice things that you said about him.
Go right ahead. He would enjoy the publicity.
Well, good. It's actually available on iTunes. You would search Dentally Speaking or search Dr. Kvitko, and it's probably easy to remember Dentally Speaking, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking with me. Again, 38,000 feet, somewhere over, I'm going to guess, what would we be over by now? We're over Arizona, or are we over Colorado? Who knows, right? It all looks the same, huh?
Depends on the flight route, but I would say maybe New Mexico. We still got another hour and a half, so that's what I'm guessing.
Okay. All right. Well, if I crash land and the only thing they find is this recorder box, this will be my last interview. Otherwise, I'll be back after the break.
No, I thought that was a great interview. She's a nice lady. And one of the things that you might remember we mentioned was me asking her about brushing their teeth in the restroom on the plane, and she told me that all of the flight attendants do it. And not on that flight, but on my flight home, I ran into a passenger who was doing that. And so let's listen into that.
All right, I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I'm on the jet here. I'm on a Southwest Air flight. We're heading back from Las Vegas to Columbus. And as I was sitting, a passenger walked by with a tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush. And I thought that was so cool that she was brushing her teeth even while she's on the plane. So when she walked by me, stopped her and asked her if she'd be willing to talk to me a little bit, and she said that she would. And so I'm going to go back to her seat and ask her a little bit. Actually, this girl and her friend right next to her both have their toothbrush and toothpaste out, which I think is neat. Who am I talking to? First name only, I guess.
Jacqueline
and
Sarah.
And Sarah, Jacqueline and Sarah. So, you know, I do my show every week, and I'm trying to get people to take good care of their mouth and talk about good dental care and all that, especially the people that don't go. But I hear all the time from people that, well, I can't brush my teeth at work, or I can't brush my teeth here or there. And that's not true, is it?
I brush my teeth every day after lunch at work.
And?
I brush my teeth after any meal, every meal today.
Well, you know what? On the way here, I interviewed my flight attendant. She said they brush their teeth all the time in that bathroom.
Yeah, well, actually, as I did, I read the sign that says, don't use this for drinking water, but here's just my teeth, so.
That's what my daughter happened to notice, and I said, yeah, but she's not swallowing it, she's spitting it out.
I feel better now.
I don't think you're going to die or anything.
I don't think so either.
But if you do, you're going to die with pretty teeth, right?
Sure.
No, anyway, okay, well, thanks so much for talking to me. I just thought that was neat. And tune in. It's Sunday mornings at 9. You're probably a sleeper at church or something, but you can go to iTunes and you can listen to the podcast. All right?
Thank you. Very enjoyable. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko.
And we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here at AM 1230 WYTS, and we're doing our Teeth Across America series, and we are, we've talked to a flight attendant and a couple of passengers on a plane. Happy 4th of July weekend to everyone. Remember that our question of the day, Dr. Kavitko's question of the day today, is, according to a Fox News survey taken last year, what percent of Americans said they owned a flag, and what percent said they had flown one in the previous year? During the first portion of the show, we received a couple emailed guesses for our questions, and one was from Dean, who guesses that 70% of people own a flag, and about 35% of them have flown it in the last year, so he thinks about half. Michael emailed us a guess of 50% that own flags and 40% having flown them, so neither of those is correct, but I do thank you very much for the guess. And so the next thing that we're going to listen to is an interview with an ambassador, a gentleman who is the goodwill ambassador, I guess, if you will, at the Hilton Grand Vacation Club. And so let's listen in to that. Continuing our Teeth Across America series, I am speaking with Edwin, who is a guest ambassador at the Hilton Vacation Club. I'm sorry, what is it called?
Hilton Grand Vacation Club.
Hilton Grand Vacation Club. I should know that. Now, before we started this, you told me that you, first of all, he's got a beautiful smile. Go ahead and smile. Let me see that.
Look at that.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And I'm going to assume that a good part of being an ambassador is having a great smile, would you think?
I would think so. Warm, welcoming smile.
Yeah, do you think you'd have gotten this job without a nice smile?
I think it helps. Personality, definitely, you know, a mixture of both.
Yeah, well, I agree, but I'm pretty sure if you had Billy Bob teeth, they might not have considered you for the job. What do you think?
I think you're right.
Okay, now, what I wanted to find out is if someone is staying at this Grand Vacation Club and they have a toothache, what did you tell me that that you would tell them to do in the event of a toothache?
I would just say go to CVS and grab some Origil and rough it. Usually people stick with their usual dentist, and when you go to dentist, you have to go to x-rays and all kind of stuff, so usually they have to wait till they go home to figure out what's the cause of it.
Okay, and you also said that you think you have some staff doctors or something that could be called in case of a medical condition, is that right?
They're general practitioners, so I guess they can help a little bit with maybe the pain, but I don't know as far as specific dentistry.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're not able to do dental. Most emergency rooms don't even do dental.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Okay, so Origel and basically having to rough it. Now, you have international guests, and same thing for them, but what if it's a three-day trip home? I mean, is there anything that can be done? I guess what we're trying to do is trying to point out maybe there's a flaw in our system nationally that there's no way to get emergency dental care or very little.
I believe you're 100% correct. There is no emergency dental or place where anyone could go to get a quick care or even if a filling fell out, that they can get it fixed or any kind of dental procedures done if they're on vacation.
Okay, so then maybe the moral of that story is take good care of your teeth before you go on vacation, right?
Definitely. Drink lots of water.
And you've just been to the dentist.
I have. I got my tooth filed down.
Filed down? Wow.
Yeah, I had a bite where it was my teeth were biting. So they filed it down, and now I bite with my back teeth.
Okay, and they made it nice and even?
Made it nice and even, and actually relieved a lot of pressure from my gums.
Okay, so do you have dental insurance?
I do.
And is it working out pretty well?
Yeah, everything's been free so far.
Everything's been free?
Free. 100% free, yes.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, thank you very much, and it looks like he has to go and do some work now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. Well, I thought that was interesting that the Goodwill Ambassador of a vacation club like that, a big hotel, would not have some way for people to receive emergency dental care. When he said they'd have to go to like CVS and get something or rough it out or just plain rough it, I would like to think that there is more emergency care available out there. However, it is true that emergency rooms tend not to do dental care, and with that in mind, it's also true that you need to take good care of your teeth so that when you head on vacation, you don't find yourself being a victim of a toothache. The next interview in our Teeth Across America series for today's show is a gentleman from Venezuela that I met out on the strip in Las Vegas. So let's listen in to that. Okay, so I am outside the Flamingo,
And I'm talking to?
Fernando.
Hey, Fernando, where are you from?
Venezuela.
Venezuela. What's a guy from Venezuela doing in Las Vegas?
I love strippers.
You love strippers?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you love the strippers if they had Billy Bob teeth?
Yes.
Seriously?
I'm not racist.
No, not racist. Bad teeth.
I love bad teeth.
No, you don't. I think he's had one too many. Okay, now you had a question earlier. What was your question?
Are my teeth going to fall out?
Why's that?
Because I chew too much snuff.
He chews too much snuff.
Yes.
What he's showing me is he's got white, the lower inside of his lip has turned white. He
cancer.
Has some particles of the snuff still touching the teeth.
Cancer.
What is cancer?
Cancer.
Ram?
Cancer.
Oh, cancer. Do you have cancer?
Yes. Okay. Well, I have cancer, doctor.
Well, I don't know. What you have is called leukoplakia.
I'm from Venezuela.
No,
what
leukoplakia.
Does that mean?
It means a white patch.
A white patch.
Which means it should be biopsied to see if you have cancer.
I had a girl, she had a white patch.
Where was her white patch? In her mouth?
Nope, down low.
Oh, okay. I probably shouldn't have asked that, huh?
No.
All right. Okay, now, you were telling me earlier.
What are you talking to him for? It's me. I'm from Venezuela.
But I thought we were done.
No, we are not done.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
Yes.
What?
If I have a donkey, and it has only three legs.
Yes.
Okay, and it jumps the fence.
Yes.
Is there going to be too much weight on them three legs for it to land properly?
I have no idea, but I hope it's a clean answer.
It is a clean donkey.
Is it a clean answer?
Yes, it's my friend.
Okay, what's the answer then?
Serious. No, I got no answer. I'm asking you for the answer.
Oh, I have no idea.
You went to school for this?
No, I went to school to be a dentist.
Okay, did you not do math during dentistry school?
Oh, okay, it's a brain teaser.
It's not a teaser, man. This
okay,
brutal.
Ask me again.
If I have a donkey with three legs and it jumps the fence, is there going to be too much weight on those three legs for the donkey to land properly, or is it going to fall down?
I don't know. Do you know?
I say it absolutely will not be.
Okay, I'll go with his answer.
Okay, if I have an eagle with one wing,
yes,
and it starts to spiraling swoop,
yes,
will that one wing cause it to spiral all the way down and not land properly?
I would guess so.
Absolutely not. It will be eaten.
By the bear.
By the bear.
I love bears.
And what does it have to do with, I don't know.
Bears and strippers and teeth, they all go together.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to thank you all for coming out. My name is Fernando, and I'll be here all week. I would appreciate if you come down and join me.
Okay, so my listeners, come on down to Las Vegas, stand out in front of the flamingo, and peace out. Sounds like Fernando had a little bit too much drink. If anybody can be of any help with his three-legged donkey question, feel free to email me at dentallyspeakingonam1230@yahoo.com or give us a call at 821-1230 because I'm still confused even though it's been several weeks since that interview. All right, now our next interview is a gentleman named Nick. And he, when I interviewed him, wanted to talk to me about smoking. What we try to do is get people's opinions about how they dental care, you know? What do you think of your dental insurance, kinds of things like that?
Well, like my other buddy said, I mean, Anthony, it's always good to have a great, great hygiene. And basically, your teeth are very, very good to have. Obviously, when you smile, you want to have good teeth, right?
Right. Are you single?
No, I'm not single, actually. I have a great girlfriend, and obviously, she doesn't smoke. I don't smoke, and always, I mean, if you're going to smoke, you're going to have yellow teeth, right?
Right, right, exactly.
And so everybody out there, I mean, basically, don't smoke. I mean, you know what happens. You know the consequences. Everybody knows the consequences. The problem is you still smoke, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then it's hard to stop. So, and also, I mean, when you met your girlfriend, I'm thinking if you didn't have nice teeth, she might not have been interested in you.
That's very true.
Would you have been interested in her?
That's very true, too. I mean, it goes both ways, I think. I mean, girl and boys. I mean, I think it goes,
I mean, there has to be that visual, that initial attraction.
You're right. It has to be that initial attachment.
And as you heard, his buddy who was there with him had something to say, and so let's listen into what his buddy had to say. All right, I'm speaking to
CJ.
And CJ, where are you from?
I'm from L.A. County.
L.A. County. Everybody from L.A. is in Las Vegas tonight. All right. Okay, what were you telling me earlier? What did you want to say? You said you had something you wanted to say.
Yes, I do believe Rush Limbaugh should be the titular head of the Republican National Convention. He is the man.
Are you kidding?
I definitely am kidding. Let's get the guy out of here. He's so hateful.
Okay. Now,
are you still interviewing us?
Yeah. Do you have, tell me this, do you have a dentist?
We are wasted. And
do you have a dentist?
I do not have a dentist because recently, being a 23-year-old in American society, I've lost my insurance and I have nothing right now. I'm hoping that, you know, this new healthcare plan is going to take initiative and we're going to start getting average Americans good healthcare that they deserve. We're like below Costa Rica. We're below Costa Rica on the healthcare scale, and I definitely believe as America, as a country, we are way beyond that. We should be taking care of our average citizens and making sure they get the healthcare that they deserve.
Sounds good. Let me ask you, did you used to have insurance then and you lost it just recently?
I did. You know, when I turned 23, I lost my insurance, and now I'm pretty much hopeless except for free clinics, which you're not going to be able to get to unless you have a month waiting in advance.
Right, so your coverage under your dad up until 23, was that what it was?
Yes, I had TRICARE insurance until I was 23, and once I was 23, it was terminated.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate you talking to us, CJ.
Appreciate it, too. Thank you very much.
All right, I think CJ made a good point in that he feels like the United States is not doing as good of a job as even Costa Rica as far as providing medical care, dental care, medical insurance, dental insurance, and to its citizens, and I think that we do need to do better. I think that part of the problem is there are several people in this country not insured at all. And the ones that do have insurance, specifically dental insurance, the yearly maximum is $1,000, something that's been that way for 49 years, since 1960. So I think we have a long way to go. Hopefully we'll see the day soon where insurance companies start bringing that into this century, honestly. The cost of living has gone up 1,869%. And therefore, yearly maximum ought to be $18,690 or something like that per year. All right, we had a caller. His name was Carrie. Carrie gave us his guess for the question of the day. And Carrie guessed that 90% of people own a flag and 70% of the people have flown the flag in the last year. And you know what, Carrie, you are so darn close. I'm just going to go ahead and declare you the winner. A winner. You're a winner, Carrie. The actual answer is 86% of people own flags and 68% have flown them in the previous year. So I think that's great. I think the number is actually probably a little higher now because of some newfound patriotism with our new government and people just feeling good about the future. So, all right, we have time for one more interview before the break, so let's listen in.
All right, so I'm talking to...
Tony.
Tony, all right, where are you from?
From Las Vegas.
Oh, good, finally somebody from Las Vegas. Everybody else has been from L.A.
Yeah, born and raised here.
Okay, that's good. You don't have an accent or anything.
No, not... Well, Las Vegas accent, that's about it.
I don't think there is one, is there? All right, tell me if you have a dentist. Do you have a dentist?
Yeah, I do have a dentist.
How long has it been since you've seen him?
A couple months.
Oh, that's good. Was everything fine?
Yeah, everything's fine. A couple cavities, you know, I could be better, but, you know, average.
Gonna get them fixed?
Yeah, eventually.
You have any bad experiences or good experiences you want to tell me about?
It's way too expensive at my dentist, but, you know, every dentist doesn't like that.
Okay, but he does a good job. I assume it's a he?
Yeah, he does a decent job.
Okay. You know anybody that's broken a tooth in a weird way?
I've known somebody who was in a fight and chipped a tooth, but other than that, no.
Okay. Well, that's kind of stupid, I guess, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's not real reasonable.
All right, CJ. Well, thanks very much. Do you have any questions for me?
No. No, that's about it.
Thanks for talking to me.
All right. No
okay,
problem.
Thank you.
Well, I guess at the end there, I called Tony CJ. I had his name wrong and didn't have a chance to apologize to him for that. But anyway, when we come back after the break, we'll hear some more of our interviews, Teeth Across America interviews. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thanks for being with me today. We've been doing the Teeth Across America series. We've been listening to interviews of people that I've done from around the country. Before we go to the next clip, I'd like to remind people that you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. And also, you can go to dentallyspeaking.com and see who my guest will be next week. Information about upcoming shows, that sort of thing. All right, this next interview that I did is with a gentleman who is a bellman, I think he said, at Circus in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then we're going to follow that one up by talking to a girl who, Crystal, who chipped a tooth. And she's going to tell us her story about how she chipped her tooth. So here we go. All right, so I am traveling around the country. I'm doing the Teeth Across America series, and I am at a KOA in Las Vegas, which I didn't even know they had campgrounds in Las Vegas. And I am speaking to...
Zlatko Hamzik. I'm a bellman here at Circus Circus.
Zlatko Hamzik?
Yeah, you pronounce it pretty good.
Okay, well, you should see my last name. Show my last name. Where's my... There, wait a minute. Here it is. Here, see if you can pronounce this.
I don't think it's more weird than my first name. What am I looking at?
Right over my thumb.
Kvitko. Well, Kvitko sounds like my first name, Zlatko.
That's pretty close, actually. We pronounce it Kvitko, but you probably cannot pronounce it proper, based on the fact that it's from, I think it's from Yugoslavia or something,
Yugoslavia.
Right?
Yeah, it is, correct. Former Yugoslavia, Bosnia to be exact.
Okay, well, that's good. So you are a bellman at the at Circus Circus, and tell me, do you guys have dental insurance over there?
Yes, we do.
You do? And do you have a regular dentist?
Yeah, sometimes we have them on the site, and I have my own, yes.
Really? You have a dentist on site? Is that for the guests?
Actually, no, for the employees as well.
Well, that's cool. So there's actually a dental clinic or a dental chair right there in Circus Circus.
Sometimes they do come around, I think.
It's mobile.
It's mobile, yeah. So.
Oh.
A mobile dentistry service.
I'm going to give you...
Okay. Well, that's pretty neat. I didn't realize that. That's good to know. Now, you said you have your own dentist, so when was the last time you were there?
Say 2 weeks ago, actually.
Really? That's good. That's good. And
my crown got loose, so I had to go fix that.
Did you get a loose screw?
Yeah, my crown, yeah.
I don't think he caught that, did he?
That's why I didn't want to, you know.
Is it your front tooth?
Front three teeth, yeah.
Okay, all front three. So, how's your dental insurance working for you?
It's pretty good, actually. It's just $5 for a copay for all medications. Every visit is pretty much free. Union is pretty good, you know.
What union is that?
It's a culinary union.
The culinary union. Okay, I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I interviewed someone else who's part of that union, so he was happy with his insurance as well.
It's not bad. Yeah, we're satisfied.
Good. What color is your toothbrush?
Blue.
Good. You know why I ask?
No.
I figure if you hadn't seen it in a while, you wouldn't know what color it was.
Well, I guess I do know, huh?
Yeah, so you answered correctly.
I guess I do brush my teeth at least twice a day.
Good for you. That's great. Do you have any questions? Because normally when you're at a dental office, we're charging you, and this time you're not getting charged. Do you have any questions about teeth or things in general?
Yes, actually I do. When you buy one of those little cement kits at Walgreens,
yes,
how well do they really work?
Actually, it's the same material that dental offices use, and it kind of smells like oil of cloves, so it will work fine if you can get it on properly. The problem is it's hard to get your tooth dry, and the tooth does need to be dry before you cement, and it's hard to know how to put it on and make sure you got it on right. So a lot of times people come in where they've kind of glued it half down, and that's the only thing that touches, or they couldn't get it to stay because the tooth was all wet when they tried to do it.
Right, because I've noticed in the past it only lasts for about 2 to 3 days when I do it, but when the doc does it, in 2 to 3 years. I mean, I must be doing something wrong, right?
Well, yeah, you didn't go to dental school.
True. That's why I'm stuck with the luggage.
No, I'm sure you're doing just fine. It's just that we have the advantage. We can suction, we can dry the tooth off and stuff. So thanks so much for talking to me. And say your name again, just so I can remember it.
Zlatko Hamzic.
Zlatko Hamzic.
Correct.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So now I'm speaking with...
Crystal from Vegas.
Crystal from Vegas. All right, another one from Vegas. And you were telling me that you had an episode where you chipped a tooth?
Yeah, a really stupid episode.
Okay, tell me about it.
We, a few of us were getting around, and, you know, you hold your breath, and you kind of, like, push your lungs to make them stretch.
Yes.
Passed out, chipped my tooth, woke up, and didn't know where I was.
So, how'd you get home? You don't remember that either?
I don't remember.
Did you have to go get it fixed?
Yeah, but it's like, it's still got a crooked...
Still crooked? So did they shave it off a little bit?
Yeah.
They didn't build it back up?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Would you go to your regular dentist or like an emergency dentist?
I would go to my regular dentist to get it fixed. But it's too expensive. They want to put a cap on it and all kinds of stuff to it.
How much did they say it would cost?
Well, for everything to fix all my teeth, braces, whatnot, it's going to be about like $10,000.
Okay. And would that be closing the spaces between your teeth as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So they wanted to do some cosmetics in addition, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to have that?
Yeah, I do, but it's too expensive.
Okay. Because you can get that tooth fixed without doing everything else if you wanted, just for now.
That would be cool, yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So it doesn't have to be porcelain veneers right now if you can't afford it. You can do either just that tooth with a tooth-colored filling, or you can have your spaces closed with an acrylic, like a plastic filling. It looks the same, it just doesn't last as long, and it's about, maybe half the price or a little less.
Oh, really? That's cool. Yeah, I would do that.
So go back to your dentist and say, I want to ask you about resin bonding.
Okay.
Resin bonding, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, we're up against a break, so we need to go to a commercial. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. Back to Dentally Speaking. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on AM 1230 WYTS. And I think that we've had a good show. We've listened to our interviews with a lot of folks, a lot of people from around the country, the flight attendant, the Goodwill ambassador, the passengers who brush their teeth on the airplane. We talked to a gentleman from Venezuela. We talked to a guy who doesn't smoke and thinks other folks shouldn't as well because it's not good for your teeth. And then we had CJ who was talking about how we don't do a very good job in this country at providing medical care, dental care, medical insurance, dental insurance, that sort of thing. And of course I agree with him in that regard because I think that it's been way too long since the yearly maximum has been raised in this country. It's been 49 years, almost half a century. And as CJ mentioned, he feels we are behind countries like Costa Rica in providing that the proper care. Now, I want to say I was a little bit, I'm very interested in the story that Mr. Hamzik Zlotnik, how did I say his name? I'm trying to remember how to say his name. I even had him, Zlatko Hamzik. Anyway, I had no idea that there would be a mobile dentist coming to such a large, modern, sprawling facility such as Circus Circus. Now, I've always thought of mobile dental care as something that was reserved for rural areas, underserved areas, places where there just isn't good access to dental care. And here I find that I'm wrong, I guess. I will give Circus Circus kudos for doing this. They obviously understand that their employees, some of them, either don't understand great dental care, can't afford it, or whatever, or maybe they're too busy. But they also understand that people who are healthy and happy are probably better workers, and people with toothaches probably aren't the best workers. And so they've arranged for this mobile dentist to come. I don't remember how often, but it is still kind of a neat thing, and I think that, Circus Circus realizes the value of good dental health, and like I said, they're to be commended for that. I think that there are so many different things that we hear. One of the things that is a little, I mentioned earlier, is a little disturbing to me is how a big company like a Hilton Grand Vacation Club, they don't have arrangements made for guests who develop tooth pain or have a dental injury, a dental trauma. And I think that's probably an area in this country that we are lacking. There's no true dental emergency room. Regular emergency rooms don't really do much in the way of dental care. They'll take a look, give you a prescription if you need one. And so, as we said earlier, take good care of your teeth before you ever leave town, before you go on vacation and regret that you you didn't, because it seems like toothaches, tooth problems tend to pop up when you least want them to, when you least expect it, and honestly, when it's going to kind of mess up your vacation. Tune in next week, 9 a.m., Sunday mornings. Next week, our guest on the show will be Dr. Mark Pierce. He is an orthodontist. He's been on the show with us once before. We thought he was a good guest, and we're going to delve a little more into orthodontics. Thanks so much. We'll see you next Sunday.